Welcome from the deep. I am Mike the Finder.
And I am Book of Brett.
And today we're going to be talking about the 1993 film Son-in-Law.
The thriller Son-in-Law, because we only do horror and thrillers.
Starring Pauly Shore. This is definitely a deviation from the type of movies we usually do.
Right, because you don't usually let me pick them.
Well, I think that mostly is because the reason we're doing this today is A, because Brett picked it, and B, the severe lack of good, critiquable Thanksgiving movies.
Critiquable is the operative term there.
Well, and even with this one, I think we're pushing it as far as the term critiquable goes.
Yeah. I'm not sure that there's... How many back and forth phone calls do we have? What do you think about this? No. Yeah. Okay, I'll call you back.
Yeah.
What do you think about this? No. Okay, I'll call you back.
Yeah. So somewhere along the line, we ended up with Son-in-Law starring Pauly Shore and Carla
Gugino, who has apparently always looked 45. She's in Haunting of Hill House, if you've seen it.
Okay. Yeah. So here's the thing. I have kind of a weird history with this movie, like I do every movie. This was one of those movies that my mom had on VHS and that I stole from her and watched over and over again as a kid. When I was a kid, was in the Army Now. And what was the other? Encino Man was the other one that I watched a lot of Pauly Shore, it turns out, as a kid.
So you stole Pauly Shore movies the way my neighbor would steal pornos from his dad for us to read.
Not particularly. I wasn't very secretive about it.
I just imagine you're just like sneaking in like into her room and like taking Pauly Shore movies.
It was just in the cabinet. She had a shockingly big VHS collection. I wonder what happened to all those now that I think about it.
They rotted.
So yeah, probably. And back in those days, you didn't put them on the wall like this, or at least no one around me did. You put them in a cabinet underneath the entertainment center. And so you would have to dig all of them out to find the one that you wanted to watch. And it was in there. And so I found it one day. I was like, what is this? And I watched it, and it just ended up being one of those movies I watched a lot when I was a kid. Now, looking back at it now, having watched it as an adult last night, probably not an appropriate movie for me to be watching as a child. But damn, isn't that the story of my life? So
I was going to say, man, you've said that about so many movies, and this is the least bad of the ones you
don't know
told
with the mud
about.
Wrestling and all the tits and I don't know. There's a lot of stuff in here that like an 8 or 9 year old in the 90s, it probably wouldn't have been that big of a deal. Now it would be a much bigger deal if you sat down and showed this to a child.
Right. Well, that's because 15 year olds are treated like 8 year olds.
Yeah. So anyway, moving on from all of that, have you seen this at all before last night?
I tried to. I have tried watching Pauly Shore movies, and I have never been able to make it through them because he is just...
Yeah, I think you either dig
so
the weasel
annoying.
Or you don't.
he's just so annoying. Now, I will say in this one, I found him more entertaining than I have before.
This is definitely... This and Encino Man are definitely two of his better movies, for sure.
This is still... I still... found myself throughout this movie going, you're the problem, dude.
Yeah, but he's like, you know, well-intentioned.
Yeah, but read the room. Every room. He doesn't read any room that he's in.
All right, well, why don't you go ahead and give me a synopsis of the 1993 film Son-in-Law starring Pauly Shore. I don't know why that amuses me.
So, Son-in-Law, starring Pauly Shore, because I don't think I ever envisioned us doing a Pauly Shore movie.
No, me neither. There's not that many of them, to be honest.
Mostly because I don't think he'll ever make another one. No, there aren't. He is one of those stand-up comics that never really broke through into cinema.
Well, and he's also, like, just to be very clear, he's a Nepo baby. His mother owned the Comedy Store in L.A., and so he grew up around a lot of comedians, and from what I understand, didn't maybe quite earn the place on MTV and stuff like that. So I don't know how much of that is true. Biodome, by the way, is another great one. But anyway, sorry, go ahead.
So Son-in-Law starring Pauly Shore is about a girl named Sarah.
Rebecca.
Rebecca, who goes from the Midwest farming community. She goes to college in California, where she meets the unbelievably horrible creature that is Crawl. And this could be considered a creature feature, in my opinion, depending on how you want to look at Pauly Shore as a character and human being. But she goes to college and she meets Crawl. Crawl is spending Thanksgiving by himself, and she takes him back to the Midwest, where he terrorizes small rural communities. And again, this sounds like a creature feature.
I think terrorizes might be a little harsh.
He terrorizes these people. He does. It may be well-intentioned. It may be good-natured, but he terrorizes these people.
That speaks to who, not only a... who this was written for, aka Pauly Shore. Right. B,
it was written for
it
him.
It definitely feels like it. And he's
both the character that it was written for, and he's the only demographic it was made for.
Yeah. Well, and you can also tell that the writer was definitely like a Californian, and was like, this is what middle of the country people are like, right? And like wrote the most stereotypical fucking people on the planet.
He also wrote the California scenes like he thinks that's what Middle West farmers think California's like.
Right, exactly. Well, and that's my point. It's like Pauly Shore is like maybe peak surfer, like early 90s.
Yes.
Type person.
And still so a microcosm at that.
And to be fair, it is a funny idea to take him and put him in a place where he doesn't belong, like a farm. That is a genuinely funny idea.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, I think that it's just so full of these bad cliches. It doesn't hurt it in a way, but it's definitely there, and it definitely feels weird and outdated now. So
have you, being from the Midwest, did you ever hear anybody ever use the term shut eye to get some sleep?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you
get some shut eye? Yeah. I have redneck family, though, and you don't. So
that's true. See, and I moved from California to Arkansas, and so when I would meet people like that, I'd immediately go, I don't want to befriend you.
Right. So yeah, that's, yeah, I mean, I definitely heard people say that, but only redneck people. Yeah. But anyway, let's go over to the podcast drive-in here and see what IMDb has to say about this. Son-in-Law from 1993. It is rated PG-13. It's an hour and 35 minutes. It has a 5.9 out of 10 on IMDb. It's directed by Steve Rash, stars Pauly Shore, Carla Gugino, and Lane Smith.
Gugino.
Whatever. I am interested to see what else this guy has done, because Steve Rash, the directing on this isn't terrible, but like we go and look at his... He did The Buddy Holly Story, Under a Rainbow, Vanishing America, Can't Buy Me Love, Queen's Logic, Son-in-Law, Eddie, Held Up, Good Advice, Xenon, Z3, the sequel to Xenon,
Rewind,
the Disney Channel movie. American Pie Presents Bandcamp, which means that was like the sixth or seventh movie. Bring It On, All or Nothing, which means it's probably a direct-to-video sequel. Bring It On, In It to Win It. Road Trip, Beer Pong, which is yet again another really bad, like really low budget sequel.
Beer Pong was terrible.
And then Crooked Arrows, and then another American Pie Bandcamp bloopers reel. Yeah, he's
you don't get to claim credits on that separately. I mean, that's DVD features at best.
So those are his credits. That's interesting filmography there. So, all right, well, why don't you go ahead and tell me how you felt about Son-in-Law from 93?
None of these lead-ins that you're giving me feel right, by the way. But
I can't freaking believe that we're doing this. Like,
feel right as in you're doing them wrong. That's not what I meant at all. They don't feel right as in who knew we'd stoop so low. No, I did not hate Son-in-Law as much as I thought I was going to. I still found myself several times throughout this movie going, I don't get the appeal of Pauly Shore the way a lot of people seem to have gotten his appeal. I did enjoy this far more this time than I did the first time I tried to watch it. That might help. Or the thing that might help that is the fact that I'm watching it as a Thanksgiving movie during Thanksgiving. I think that helps a lot. If you watch it as a holiday movie, it automatically kind of injects this kind of aspect that pulls you in a little bit, just because, you know, you're watching something that's adding to the holiday season. I will say that the very first time that we see Crawl on screen, my reaction was, oh, fuck, that's right. That's what Pauly Shore's like. And so I did have to get used to that, but I did consciously have this mentality of, okay, you're doing this as a review. Keep an open mind. Try to keep an open mind. And I will say, as much as I did not find like his brand of comedy to be as funny as I think it's supposed to be, I did find his character to be a little bit more endearing this time. And I don't know if endearing is the term I thought I was going to use for him, because at the end of the day, he just wants to, as he would put it, mingle with people. That's what he wants to do. He just wants to see, he sees the best in people. So the weird thing about this movie is we have a character here who wants to see the best in people. And that in of itself is endearing. But then you have all of his mannerisms. You have all of his lingo. You have his inflection. You have him in everything. And I can't help but sometimes have sided with Theo in some of the farming scenes.
Well, now, here, I will say, let me tell you this. If you're edged because I'm wheezing all over your grindage, just chill. Because if I had the whole Brady Bunch thing happening at my pad, I'd grind over there. So don't tax my gig so hardcore, Cruster.
You know, it's a good thing these earbuds cost so much more than my earphones used to. Or
the greatest line
used to,
in cinema history.
Them.
No, you're wrong. The greatest line in cinema history is don't tax my gig so hardcore, Cruster. And that's from Encino Man. Just to be clear, but yes,
are you saying it now?
Because I get what you're saying. The whole Pauly Shore thing can be a lot. And if you're not used to, or don't have, especially looking back, if you don't have the nostalgia for the old MTV Spring Break days or the old Pauly Shore movies like Biodome, Encino Man, all of that stuff. If you don't have any of the nostalgia for any of that, this isn't going to work looking back for you nearly as much as it will. Now, what Brett said about Crawl actually being sort of endearing, I think that is why this movie works better than just about all of his other movies, other than maybe Encino Man. He's super fucking annoying in Encino Man, but he's still kind of likable. In this one, he's just a dude that you kind of end up feeling sorry for and that you actually come around to liking. And I think the story of coming from him being this insane person that you like stay away from this guy's daughter to I want this guy in their family or whatever is actually really cool. It's pretty well written considering all of the jokes and shit that are in here. And it's just like Brett said, it's a good Thanksgiving movie. I think that this being based on Thanksgiving does help this a lot when watched in around the holiday. And I never really watched it growing up in that way, but doing it that way this time actually did help this movie a lot. So I actually liked this way more than I thought that I was going to looking back at it. So
this movie really underscores what I always subconsciously felt Pauly Shore was, but never had the term for it. And the term I have for Pauly Shore is stand-up rodeo clown. I feel like Pauly Shore comes off as a stand-up rodeo clown.
I read somebody just last night. I was surfing around. Sorry to cut you off. I just on that same note, I read a comment last night about somebody who said, I've always felt like Pauly Shore didn't have the talent to be a comedian, but he grew up around all of these great comedians that he was doing an impression of what a good comedian is. And when you look through it of that lens, like, he's not talented enough to be one of those greats. But when you look at it through where he grew up and who he grew up around, and he's kind of doing an impression of that and doing his own spin because of the whole Californian thing. I don't know. I like him. I think he's endearing. I've always liked him. There's something about him that's just likable.
Pauly Shore is like a sports agent who felt he could get back into the sport he's representing.
You're going to have to expand on that.
Sports agents usually have a history of athletics in one way or another, right? And then they go on to not be professional athletes. Sometimes they do, but they usually go on to represent athletes. And I feel like they're around the sport that they're representing the athletes in. They represent those athletes, and then they go, I could do that. And they know the fundamentals, but there's just something missing.
Here's the thing. I just didn't know you disliked him so much.
I don't dislike him. I don't know anything about him. I've never seen his stand-up, but I've always, like, Biodome. I tried watching Biodome. Dude, I couldn't get through Biodome.
Dude, if you don't like him, Biodome's a really difficult one, because that one, the whole point of him and the other guy's character is to be as annoying and dumb as fuck. So Biodome's a hard one to Brandon get through Fraser. If you don't have that.
And there is a nod to Biodome in this movie, by the way. I don't know if you caught
There's
that.
There's also a nod to Encino Man.
But here's the thing. I'm realizing that most of my, or all of my opinion of Pauly Shore is based off of me making very shallow attempts to watch his movies.
Right.
This is the first time I've watched one of his movies and gone, okay, I have to watch this. I'm going to watch this, and I'm going to go into this with an open mind. I got the appetizer that is Pauly Shore years and years and years ago. And I tried. This time I attempted the entree. I got through the entree, and I understood the nuances of that entree, and now I think it might be time for me to go back and give the restaurant a second chance.
Well, I definitely think that this is the movie, if you're trying to get, like, watch his entire library, this is probably the one to start with, because it has the most heart. And Rebecca is actually a pretty good character. I actually like her character arc a lot. The way she goes from being with this douchey hometown guy, small town girl, goes out to California, kind of, you know, ends up finding herself a little bit, even if it is a massive change in 3 months. That bothered me a lot this time, that within three months she became a completely different person and picked up all of his mannerisms and stuff.
She's more like silly putty. California is the newspaper.
Right. That's a good way to put it. Yeah. But I like her character arc of having to go back. I think it would have been better a year. Like, had they gone just after Thanksgiving to school or something, and then you give her a year out in California and she comes back, that would have helped that out a little bit for me. But
yeah,
I also think that the whole boyfriend thing, he's such a douche from the get-go that not once was I ever like, oh, poor him.
No,
not once, even when you're supposed to. So on that side, it falls a little bit flat.
I wanted to see him end up in the combine.
Yeah, he definitely, by the end, you definitely want something really bad to happen, and nothing does. But
here's what I'm saying is I don't think I've made a really, really conscious effort to not say a phrase that I fucking hate when people say when it comes to comedy, which is person A isn't funny. I have not said Pauly Shore isn't funny. I've said I don't like Pauly Shore. And what I mean, say I don't like Pauly Shore, I don't like his brand of comedy, because I fucking hate when people say that's not funny. No. What you mean is it's not funny to you. You don't get to say something's not funny. I don't care what it is. It doesn't matter what it is. If it's offensive, if it falls flat, it's not funny to you, which is why I'm willing to give. I'm honestly thinking about going and trying to watch some of his other stuff, because I'm realizing that he hasn't been funny to me for so long that now that I can go into it with a bit of a more open mind, I'm sitting here going like, okay, I still, it's not for me, but I think I get it. I think I get it.
I think, honest to God, I think that Encino Man should be your next stop on this.
Okay. Okay.
Because if you like Brendan Fraser,
I do like Brendan Fraser.
And if you like Sean Astin, he's also in that. They're all really young. It's a funny fucking movie. When Brendan Fraser shows up in Son-in-Law and lights that thing, the frog on fire and eats the frog, that's his character from Encino Man.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah. So
that's pretty cool.
But Encino Man is they basically find a caveman in Encino, California, and they thaw him out and turn him into like a modern day teenager. And he's played by Brendan Fraser. So it's funny. It really is funny. But he, you know, he's very, very, very hit or miss. And he only had like, I want to say like 4 or 5 movies that really hit. And then I have heard him blame the end of his career on In the Army Now, when he cut all of his hair off and he was trying to do a whole different thing. In the Army Now is the one that I have seen the least amount of times in, you know, during my life.
I've seen In the Army Now several times.
And I've seen it once or twice, but that's about it. And I don't remember. It's definitely not my favorite Pauly Shore movie for sure. But I don't know. I really like this. I think it has heart. It's well written. Yeah. It's well made enough that you can actually watch this probably every year. I think this is probably going to go into my Thanksgiving rotation as far as movies go every single year, because it's fun.
It surprised me. It really surprised me. It's so dumb in it too. You pick it, I stick it. Said no tattoo artist ever.
In the Army Now was 1994, so that was actually the next movie I think that he did and starred in after this, and that's got Andy Dick in it, back when Andy Dick was funny as well. So
on camera, right. when he wasn't running around and trying to sexually assault everybody in his path.
All right. Well, I mean, I don't really have much else to say about Son-in-Law.
I have one more thing to say about Andy Dick. Andy Dick is like a combine made of penises. Okay, now I'm done.
All right. Well, I don't really have anything else to say about Son-in-Law. I've seen it so many times.
Yeah, what are you going to say about it?
Why don't you give me your final thoughts and your rating on Son-in-Law?
Son-in-Law is a surprisingly fun movie. I found myself not hating it at first. I found myself, my walls cracking a little bit. And by the end of it, I found myself going, yeah, knee him in the balls again. And so it was definitely a lot more fun than I thought it was going to be. And I will say, I don't know if this is going to make it onto my, I have to watch this for Thanksgiving list, but I will say this will be on my radar every Thanksgiving. And if I can't find, if I've just watched Grumpy Old Men too many times, because Grumpy Old Men is my go-to Thanksgiving movie, by the way, Grumpy Old Men and Grumpier Old Men. Those are my two go-to Thanksgiving movies. Once I've watched those too many times and I need to find something new to watch for Thanksgiving, I think Son-in-Law will be in the top 3 to 5 options for me to pick from to watch. And I think this is going to surprise you. I'm going to give it a 7 out of 10.
Wow. I'm going to give it a 7 out of 10. Considering when we started talking about this, the first fucking thing out of your mouth was, I hate Pauly Shore.
that was an all-encompassing statement,
right?
That wasn't like, I hate this movie. It was, I don't get Pauly Shore. I said I hate him, which I think is a bit inflammatory. I don't hate him. I don't know anything about him. I've heard mixed things about him from people. Like I've heard, you know, just average things of, you know, Pauly Shore gets too much shit. I've heard Pauly Shore is, you know, insufferable as a person. But those could have also been from back in the day. They could have been outright lies. I don't know. Altogether, though, I'm going to give it a 7 out of 10 because it's 7 out of 10 to me. Excuse me. 7 out of 10 to me is, you know, it's a C. And this is not a D movie. I mean, as a movie, it's a good movie. Like, this is not like Pauly Shore's comedy ruins the whole movie. In fact, there were moments where I found him funny. And once you get used to him and knowing that when you see his face on camera, you're going to get him, then I think it works. And I will say, I think Pauly Shore's whole shtick works a lot better in the realm of film than it probably does in stand-up. But this made me want to go look into Pauly Shore more because I don't know much about him. I just know that, you know, I've seen him in movies. He was kind of annoying and I didn't really want to look into it further, which I don't think is fair to him. And I'm trying to be more fair to the people that we are reviewing because, at the end of the day, these are real fucking people building careers and doing a thing that they love. And I think it's only fair to them to give them chances. So yeah, 7 out of 10.
All right. Yeah, I mean, this is a 100,000th watch for me. And I don't know, as an adult, I haven't watched this in, I don't know, 20 plus years, probably, though. As an adult, oh, wow. I think that this is probably, like, I was expecting very little considering how well I remembered this movie. The term Steven Tyler PJs has been in my head since a child, and I have repeated it thousands of times. And no one ever understands what I'm talking about when I say it. It's one of the funniest fucking things in the movie. And that, and when he gets punched in the face and he goes, why did you do that? there are like moments in this movie that are genuinely hilarious. And I think that if you're not a Pauly Shore fan, this is where to start. This is a good movie of you're supposed to dislike him at the beginning and you're supposed to like him at the end. And they do a very good job accomplishing that. So in that way, this is like the perfect intro to Pauly Shore. Now, some of his other movies, you're going to be annoyed as fuck at by him because that's just how he is. And you either like him or you don't. But I think that him not being the biggest thing in this movie, the biggest thing being the heartfelt story that they actually tell in this about family and growing as a person and all of that stuff while being surrounded by really funny, dumbass comedy and being able to make Pauly Shore come off as human, that's a fucking win in my book. So I don't know. I think this is an 8 out of 10, but again, I have a lot of nostalgia for this. So, you know, take that for what it's worth. But as somebody who doesn't, he rated this a 7. So I think that this is just a good, strong comedy. And it, to be honest, maybe we might start doing some more comedies in this way, because it did make me sort of realize maybe it's not going to be impossible to talk about these.
I would love to stop being sad when we do these.
Also, even if it's not us breaking down the movie in every single scene, I think that we talked a lot about Pauly Shore as a person, but as reviewing a comedy movie goes, that might just be kind of how those go, considering we've never done
they're just fun
any
conversations
really that, you know, news to me. So yeah, 8 out of 10 for me. So yeah, if you like this, make sure you hit the like button. If you really liked it, make sure you hit the subscribe button, because we got a lot more content on the channel like this. I don't know, more comedy in the future, maybe. We'll see.
More comedy in the future.
Interesting.
Yep, more comedy in the future. Yeah. It just depends, because everybody's making fucking rom-coms.
Yeah. Yeah, that's definitely something I don't want to do. So I don't know. We'll see. Let us know if you have any anything you want us to review down in the comments as far as comedy goes, because it would be interesting to sort of branch out a little bit more. I know we've been doing that this year a little bit with sci-fi and some other stuff. So I don't know. Maybe we'll just try to branch out further in the next year. So thanks for watching, and we will see you guys next time from the deep. Bye bye.
Ta-ta.